Book of Haggai, Chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, came the word of Jehovah by the prophet Haggai unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh Jehovah of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that Jehovah's house should be built. And the word of Jehovah came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you that ye should dwell in your wainscoted houses, while this house lieth waste? And now, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but are not satisfied. Ye drink, but are not filled with drink. Ye clothe yourselves, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages for a bag with holes. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith Jehovah. Ye looked for much, and behold, it was little. And when ye brought it home, I blew upon it. Wherefore, saith Jehovah of hosts, because of my house that lieth waste, whilst ye run every man to his own house. Therefore over you the heavens withhold their dew, and the earth withholdeth its fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon the ground which bringeth forth, and upon man, and upon cattle, and upon all the labors of the hands. And Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all the remnant of the people, hearkened to the voice of Jehovah their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, according as Jehovah their God had sent him, and the people feared before Jehovah. Then spoke Haggai, Jehovah's messenger, in Jehovah's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith Jehovah. And Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and worked at the house of Jehovah of hosts, their God, in the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, came the word of Jehovah by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith Jehovah, and be strong, Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith Jehovah. And work, for I am with you, saith Jehovah of hosts. The word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit, remain among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith Jehovah of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith Jehovah of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, saith Jehovah of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith Jehovah of hosts. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Jehovah by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any food, shall it become holy? And the priests answered and said, No. And Haggai said, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, is it become unclean? And the priests answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith Jehovah. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now, I pray you, consider from this day and onward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of Jehovah, before those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the vat to draw out 50 press measures, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting, and with mildew, and with hail in all the work of your hands, and ye turned not to me, saith Jehovah. Consider, I pray you, from this day and onward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day that the foundation of Jehovah's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. And the word of Jehovah came the second time unto Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots, and those that ride therein, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith Jehovah of hosts, I will take thee, Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel, my servant, saith Jehovah, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith Jehovah of hosts.